The executives from the world's car companies are in Detroit for the North American International Auto Show. Last week, we spoke about the challenges facing U.S. auto giants like GM and Ford. This show is their chance to regain consumers' confidence. Here to talk with us about GM's new electric offering and other automotive innovations is Paul Eisenstein. He's the publisher of thecarconnection.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good. Nice to talk to you, Paul. GM's new Chevrolet Volt is getting a lot of attention. Can you tell us some of the details of this new plug-in car?
Well, that's the key word, plug-in. Unlike existing hybrids, such as the Toyota Prius, this vehicle has an oversized battery pack that you can actually plug into an electric outlet, standard 110-volt or 220-volt outlet. And that would give this prototype, if they put it in production, that's the important thing to keep in mind, this is still a prototype, it would give it enough range to do about 40 miles purely on electric power. For the vast majority of Americans, something like 60 to 70%, that would mean they would never have to start their internal combustion engine up, unless, say, they had to go on a long drive for a vacation or the like. Significant transformation from today's automobile.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about hybrid cars, hydrogen, fuel cell. Does the Volt have a chance against these other clean technologies?
Well, the interesting thing is the prototype Volt could use either gasoline or diesel or hydrogen power. It could actually have a fuel cell on board. The important thing to keep in mind is, as we're seeing at this and other auto shows, there is no so-called silver bullet, no single super clean technology that appears to be absolutely poised to take over from the long-running gasoline engine. In fact, there's new ways to take the gasoline engine and make it extremely clean and extremely fuel efficient. So we may see different technologies taking over in different parts of the world. China, for example, might focus on hydrogen power. We might continue to see more focus on gasoline or electric technology here in the United States.
Interesting. And I gather that old technology is making something of a comeback at this year's auto show.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, is that we're hearing a lot about a technology that Americans walked away from back in the 1980s, the diesel. The diesel that we drove, your father's diesel, if you will, was dirty, smelly, it rode rough, it was incredibly slow. It just wasn't a lot of fun to drive. But there's a whole new generation of diesel that's taken over in Europe. It now outsells the conventional gasoline powertrain by a significant margin and continues to grow there. The question is, can you bring that diesel back to the United States? Recently, the government mandated a switch to low-sulfur, super-clean fuel. The problem is that we don't have the technology here to meet the next generation of emissions mandates, but that's coming. Audi, for example, and Volkswagen and Mercedes have super clean diesel technology, which they're getting ready to launch. And we should start seeing that stuff rolling out in the next 6 months to 1 year. So it's very possible that diesel sales in the United States could increase by as much as 400%, according to J.D. Power, the oft-quoted market research firm from California. Diesel may, in fact, become as popular a technology as the hybrid of the future. And, in fact, for most Americans who don't get stuck right in heavy traffic each morning, it could be but more fuel efficient.
Paul, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
Paul Eisenstein is the publisher of thecarconnection.com.